Okay, today's daf is Arla daf Lamed Hey, and we are on Lamed Hey. I'm an Aleph, but just one Ha'ara from yesterday's discussion. We have Lamed Dal and Lamed Beis. We have the Braisa that was used to prove Chizkiah's point. Tani, remember the Braisa said, Tani Chizkiah Misayel or Rabbi Yochanan. There was a Braisa that was brought to prove Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan Shita, which held that every lo sochal does not automatically include an Isser Hana. Right? That was the machlokas we had between Chizkiah and Rabbi Yochanan. We had three Shitas altogether, if you think about it. We had a Shita that says that whenever it says lo sochal, lo sochlu, so then it also includes an Isser Hana. We have one that it says it never includes an Isser Hana. And then we had one that it depends if it's the active or the passive. If it's lo sochal, lo sochlu, v'chulus, then it's the active. That it does only includes an achila, and if it is the passive, it's the ye achel, so that it would include. So he just brought this braisa on Lamed Dal and Lamed Beis to prove to me, right, the braisa clearly is assuming in all three or four sections of the braisa, is assuming it's only an iser achila. Because after all, it says, what do you need these other parts of the pasuk for to give us a heter in something? So that's why we had the Dam is Machshir and Gavoa. And the last one that we wanted to talk about for a minute, the second to last one, was by Trefa. Obviously, it just says don't eat it. Don't eat Nevela, don't eat Trefa. What do you have to have a Heter for? To teach me that a Gertoshav Ochel Nevelos. That a Gertoshav can eat Nevela. So what does that mean? So that is, if you remember, there is a Machlokes Tanaim in Meseches Avodah Zarah. What exactly is a Gertoshav? Right, we know there are Jews, and we know there are Bnei Noach, right, that keep the seven mitzvahs and keep the 613. So what's a Gertoshav? Somewhere in the middle? So the Gemara has a couple of opinions about it. Ezeo Gertoshav, Avodah Zarah Samach Dalam Abeis in the Bavli, Kol Shekibo Olav Bifnei Gimel Chaverim, somebody who in front of three Chaverim accepted Shlolavot Avodah Kochavim, not to do Avodah Zarah, Divrei Rabbi Meir. So it sounds like Avodah Zarah, that's it. Right, you don't even need more than that. Just Avodah Zarah. If somebody says, I'm going to be monotheist, that's it. They're a Ger Toshav. V'chachamim omrim? No. Kol shekibol olav sheva mitzvah, shekibol olav bnei noach. Sheva mitzvah bnei noach. That's a Ger Toshav. A Kabbalah. Acherim omrim, elu lobo l'chal Ger Toshav. No, that's not right. Ela ezio Ger Toshav, ze ger ochel nevelos, shekibol olav l'kayim. Kol mitzvah somewhere is b'Torah. Chutz mi'asu nevelos. All the mitzvahs except for nevela. Except for not kosher. Three different dayas in the Gemara. What exactly is a Ger Toshav? What is a Ger Toshav? The Rambam and the Ramban and others paskin that a Ger Toshav is the middle Shita. Right? Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. Right? The one that accepted that's a Ger Toshav. Even if he did in front of, read the Lashon. Misha Kibol Alas Moshai Mitzvah Yenoa Bedesha Yisrael Avol Im Lo Kibol Alas Asma Bevestin Afshe Mekayim Es Sheva Mitzvahs In Lo Ger Toshav. You need a real Kabbalah. You need a Kabbalah to be a Ger Toshav. Like we had earlier in Zeram about being a Kabbal to be a Tamar Chacha, a Chaver, right, not being an Amaritz anymore. If you look in the Minchas Asher on Parshas Lech Lecha, he has a couple of Chakiris. He says, is a Ger Toshav a real Chaloshem? There's a Chaloshem Ger Toshav, right? Is that true? Im yesh ba kfiyas dinim ba'ofan muchlat ukein kol Chaloshem b'Torah. And once I'm a Kabbal to be a Ger Toshav, I'm a Ger Toshav, and there's no going back. It's like a Ger Tzedek. Ger Tzedek, you accept it to be a Ger Tzedek, and once you become a Jew, you become a Jew. If a year later you don't like it, tough luck. You're a Jew, you're a Jew. You can't undo the chalos. Or, is that Ger Toshav too? So once you're a Ger Toshav, you're always a Ger Toshav? There's no going back? Or no? A Ger Toshav is more of, as long as you act like a Ger Toshav, you're a Ger Toshav. And if not, then not. Oshema ain't shum geder shal chalos din beger toshav. Elo de kol zman shu omi bekabbalah. So as long as you are continuing your kabbalah, yishlo din ger toshav. Achasher eino omi bekabbalah. So veinu mekayim mitzvaso batim enom bekol din ger toshav. One chakira, or ukme inyan leinyan yishlo doin, and these might be connected. Heim ger toshav yishlo miksas gerus v'havik sas ki Yisrael. Is he? This is obviously connected to the previous one. Is there a status change? Right, is a Ger Toshav somewhere in between Jew and non-Jew? And it'll be like an Eved Kenani. Right, the language of the Gemara, Eved Kenani, Yatza Mechlal Nachri V'Lechlal Yisrael Loba. An Eved Kenani is a Chayvim Mitzvahs Ke'isha. So an Eved Kenani has Mitzvahs Kedusha. So is a Ger Toshav also on the continuum? You have Goy and Ger Toshav and Eved Kenani and Jew. Right, is that what you have? or no, like the language of Rabbeinu Gershom, he quotes Krisus Davyud, Yesh bo ksas geirus, o shema eino ela goy garmor. He's a guy. He's a guy who doesn't have any shemets of yadus. But he has different halachic statuses that, not a status, halachic rights. You give him a treifa, and you save his life in certain situations above and beyond what you would do for the average person. So maybe, he says, maybe you'd say that this is exactly what the Tanoim are arguing about. If you say that all he has to do is not to do avodah zarah or sheva mitzvahs, then maybe that's not a chalos, that's just as long as he's doing it, he's doing it. And if not, not. If you say Ager Toshev is everything but Nevela, then maybe he's really a Miksas Yehudi. Maybe he's a Miksas Yehudi. Maybe it's totally on that. But then he says, Ach Bemes Nira Yoser Lanias Daiti. He says, De Bemes Lo Nechalku. He says, I think, really, they're just arguing about a detail, about which mitzvahs a guy, Ager Toshev has to keep, but really, he's a guy. Kule Alma Goyu Ve'ein Bo Shemetz Geiris. There's nothing wrong with being a non-Jew. If he was born a non-Jew, there's no chiyuv to become Jewish. But in Lumdis, a Ger Toshev is not a status, and therefore ein begeruso kol chalos ve'enu ela mitzius ba'alma. If he's choser bo, he's choser bo. Right? That's the that's his prerogative. His prerogative, and that's what he quotes from a number of achronim. Again, there's a number of other issues relating to inyani Ger Toshev, but we will leave it for now. What does a Ger Toshev do on Shabbos? We had a whole shiur about that a couple of years ago. There's a Rashi in Yevamos about keeping Shabbos. Okay, so this was another addition, part of the Braisa on Lamed Dalet Amud Beis, which supported the Shita that is just Lo Sochal, is just don't eat, not to get benefit from. So now we have on the top of Lamed Hamad Aleph, Masisa Messiah Ladein, Masisa Messiah Ladein. There is a Shita, there's a Braisa. Really, this has two opinions in this Braisa. So as the Ma'arav Folda says on the top, the Reish of the Braisa supports Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar is the one that said, right, that was the first Shita of Rabbi Yevon and Rabbi Elazar, that every, that was Lamagim Obeis, every Losocha, Losochlu, includes Nisarana. And second, the Seifa of the Braisa, Masisa Messiah, Ladain, will be a supportive of Rabbi Yochanan, right? So it's going to be the Reisha and the Seifa, because it seems like the way we have it is that it's one Braisa. Masisa Messiah, we're going to flip the Girsa. Masisa Messiah lit Rebbe Lazar. Right, we're going to go in this order. The first Braisa, the first part of the Braisa is a proof to Rebbe Lazar Shita. Remember Rebbe Lazar, it's all inclusive, because the Pasuk says, Lo Ye'achel Chametz. Do not have chametz eaten, we said. That was an important lashon. Lo yechal chametz. Laso says hamaachil kaochel. But the Braisa darshins, what do you get from that lashon of yeachel, shall not be eaten? Not only is there an isser for me to eat chametz, is an isser for me to have other people eat chametz. And if I give other people chametz, that's not just general lifnei iver lo sitein mechshol. That's an isser chametz. Separate from the question of, is lifnei iver in general, prati klali. But here you have a special din, a special limud. Lazo says a ma'achil ka'ochel. There is a discussion even in the Achronim. You're going to get malchus for that? If I give you chametz, we've said already, if you remember a couple weeks ago, we spoke about lav sheva klalas, machlokas ramam ramban, whether lifnei iver is a lav sheva klalas. But, you know, even if it's not a lav sheva klalas, maybe it's a lav shem bo maisa, you probably won't get malchus for lifnei iver. But would you get malchus for giving somebody chametz? So that's the machlokas over here. How do you understand? Lazo says a ma'achil ka'ochel. You know, how much is he like the ochel? But let's continue reading the Braisa. So the Braisa says, this is what you learn from Lo Yechal Chametz. Ata Omer Lakach, do you say really? So it's teaching me that. La'atzuz amachal ko'ochel, o eino elal osur bahana'ah. Or is this pasuk teaching me that Chametz is osur bahana'ah? Kishu Omer Lo Socha Lav Chametz, but one second. Once we have Lo Socha Lav Chametz, you already know that it's osur bahana'ah. Lamanush osur bahana'ah. The pasuk already said, don't eat Chametz. Then that teaches me, no hana from chametz. So hamata malomer v'lo ye'achel chametz. What must this pasuk teaching me? The second pasuk, lo ye'achel. La sos is the macho ka'ochel. Devei Rabbi Yoshia. Oh, that's dea number one in the Braisa. That's clearly, explicitly, like Rabbi Elazar Shita. Rabbi Elazar who says that whenever it says don't eat, it means don't get benefit from unless the Torah explicitly permits it. So that's the Shita. This Shita of Rabbi Yoshia, right, that we have. Lo sochal. It already includes an iser hana. Good. And we know chametz has those three. Chametz is aser ba'achila, chametz is aser ba'hana, chametz is aser ba'al yirabai yimatzeh, the three isurim. And there are other chumras we know of chametz. Chametz is aser ba'mashahu. Chametz is, Is it a davar sheish lamatir or not? That's a machlokas Rishonim, the Mordechai and the Rambam. But many chumers of chametz, I think we quoted last week, right? The Shuba of the Radvaz in Tav Tav Kuf Ayin Zayin, that chametz is unique in that it's the symbol of the Sa'or Shebi Isa. It is the Yetzahara, and therefore one has to get rid of it as one does Avodah Zarah as well. So that's the first day of the Braisa. Second day of the Braisa, Rabbi Yitzchak Omer, Eino Tzarech. Rabbi Yitzchak says, no, there's no need to use this pasuk to teach me La'asos es ha-ma'achil ka'ochel. Why? From the following Braisa. The following Braisa, we already know, it's a Kal v'chomer. So that can't be what the pasuk's teaching me. Ma'im shratzim kalim, if a sheretz, which is a Kal iser. Why is eating a sheretz, a creepy crawly kal iser? The Mara Folda says, there's no kares and there's no iser hana. There's no iser hana by a sheretz. Only not allowed to eat shratzim. Right? You can't, you're allowed to get benefit from shratzim. So, sheretz is a kal iser. It's not aser b'ana. It's not chayiv kares. So, imam shratzim akal and aser b'ana samach l'ko'ochel. We already have a limud elsewhere at the end of Maseches Yevamos that you're not allowed to give it to someone else. You're not allowed to give a sheretz, you're not allowed to feed a sheretz to someone else, right? The drasha is, if you look in the Pnei Moshe, lo sochlum, the pasuk says, but we darshin, yivamas kuf yadalid, lo sa'achilum. You can't feed it, maybe even to a child. Lazar gdolam alaktanim. You're not allowed to give not kosher food to a child. The sheretz. So if you already know that sheretz is also to feed. So chametz a chamer, you know, dinjan asabo as a machal kochel. So surely chametz, you're not allowed to feed chametz to anyone else. So that can't be what the pasuk is teaching me. Hama tam alomar lo yachal chametz. So what's the pasuk teaching me? Lo ba'akasav elo la osro behana. Oh, it's teaching me yisrana, meaning you didn't know yisrana from los ochal. So therefore, it must be, you'll learn this right now from Lo Ye'achel. Begin to chziv Lo Ye'achel. So it's only because you have this extra pasuk of Lo Ye'achel. Ha mi lo sochal, leshma min haklum. But from the lo sochal, you would not know an Isser Hana. According to the second sheet of Rabbi Yitzchak. V'had the Messiah of Rabbi Yochanan. So this is a riot to Rabbi Yochanan that it does not include. So, end of that sugya. Again, it's a very large sugya in the Bavli. Here, it's pretty big for Yerushalmi standards. It's a pretty big sugya. It's a daf and a half. But again, this was the machlokas. Lamaisa, the Bavli even says this. There might not be any machlokas lamaisa between them. Right? Because everybody agrees it's Asar Bana. The question is, how do you know it? Do you have an extra pasuk to teach me? Asar Bana, or do you know it from Lo Sochal? We discussed a couple of days ago, Tosfos is Kasha, in Maseches Pesachim, I have a nafkamina. If you say every time Yisra Achil, Yisra Hana, so then Ki Kolochol Chametz, and then you include even Yisra Hana in that, maybe V'nichrisa. You should get Kares for Yisra Hana of Chametz. But nobody says that. Tosfos says, maybe in Achinami you would, according to that Shita of Chizkia. But in any case, this is the Machlokes, Machlokas Amaraim in this regard. Good. We continue. Says the Gemara Pshita Nusugya related, but now back to Arla. Remember what this parak was about? What this parak started off? Beged Shetzvo. We have a beged that you dyed with Arla dye. Right? From the peels, from the shells, you dyed it. And Allah is, that's Asur Bahanoya. You have to burn it, right? That's the parak started off. Beged shetzvo, beklife arla yidalek, it has to be burned. And if it gets mixed up, is there bittel? That's a machlokas we had in the Mishnah. Machlokas, Rabbi Meir says, no bittel, kulan yidalku, and the chum say no, they're batel bi matayim. Batel bi matayim. So that is the machlokas. So now the Gemara says, leading into a question from our Mishnah, we're getting back to the issue of dyeing. D-Y, right, D-Y-E. Right, the dyeing of clothing. So pshita she'en karka nesar. This is classic Yerushalmi. What is going on here? Right, this you have to know the background based on the mafarshim fill it in. We know avodah zara. The issur of avodah zara. If you bow down to a tree, it does not become usur because it's mechuber lekarka. If you bow down to a mountain, right, only if it's talush. If a man did not have anything, what's called ein lohaya tfisas bo yat adam. Man didn't do anything, it's just natural from the ground, so then it's not going to be Nasar Bahana. So, Pshita She'in Karka Nasar. It's obvious that the Karka won't be Nasar, the ground. Right, you see the Mara Folda right across from where we are. Gabi Avodah Zarah Dechsiv. It says in by Avodah Zarah, Elohehem Al Heharim. their gods on their mountains, velo haharim Eloheim, not the mountains as their gods. Right, so a mountain is not going to become Aser. If I bow down to a mountain, it doesn't become Aser. So Pshita Shein Karkanesar. Tsartsura Bakarkanesar. But what if I actively did something to the karka? I dug in the karka. I drew something. Tsartsura Bakarka, then it will become Nesar. Right? Because that's I did a Maisa. Right, it says the Marafolda, Lav Dafka Tsura Avodah Zarah, even not even drawing an Avodah Zarah symbol in the ground. El Tsura's Bar Ma'ara, anything I did a Maisa relating to the Avodah Zarah, so that is going to be Usr. That's going to Usr, because now there is Tfisas Yad Adam. A man did something to this. What about Tsava Davar Sheish Ba Ruach Hayim? What happens if I dyed an animal, the wool of the animal, l'shem avodah zarah? Right? So is dyeing considered a maisa? That's the question that we're asking here. Is that called a maisa? So the Gemara says, interesting, ironically, ilu ishtachav lo asro. If you actually bow down to an animal without touching the animal, that would not asr it. That would not asr it. There's a special pasuk that says that ne'evad is asr as a korban. That's a special pasuk. The Gemara says that towards the end of Maseches Tmura. The special carp, so that means that it's mutar banah for a hedyot. There's a special din that an animal that was worshipped, you cannot use as a karban. Ne'evad, muksav ne'evad. But that's mashmad because you have that separate limud that it's mutar banah for a hedyot. So, says the Gemara, if I actually bow down to an animal, without doing anything to the animal, physically, I don't asar it. Mibreshet svo asaro, so it's going to, because I dyed it, you know, with color, that's going to asser it. You know, what exactly is the question here? So let's see the Marafolda. Marafolda says, "Ilu ishtachav lo behem lo asra, dein bal chayim nesarin, alive animals don't become nesar, v'chit svo mi ba'ilon." That's the question. Just like by karka, if you bow down to the karka, lo asra, chafra ba boris lima v'dazara asra. What do we say by ground? If you just bow down and didn't touch it, then it's mutter. But if you did something physical to the ground, it's going to become usr. Should we say the same thing by animals? If you bow down to the animal, so then you didn't do anything, so it's going to be mutter. But actually, maybe if you dyed it, then me hakanami bit sovela beim l'shem avodazar asra. Or do we say tzviya is not a real true maisa? You could just, I don't know, you dyed the wool, you could wash the wool. That's just appearance. Is that really called changing? Is that the Gemara and the Baba Kama talks about whether this is a shinui for other halachas, Reishis Hagez and for Gezel, whether shinui. But here, what about for the Isser Hana of Avodah Zarah? So is that going to be Ne'asar? That's the question. It also relates to, there's a Gemara that says about Mi'ila. There's an Isser of Mi'ila, getting benefit from the Beis HaMikdash. What if I am an architect and I appreciate every single little itty-bitty detail of any structure, and I'm going to go to the Beis HaMikdash purely for my own selfish benefit of appreciating the architectural grandeur of the Beis HaMikdash? Is that an Isser of Mi'ila? Just to look? Right? Is that Hana'a? The Gemara says, "Kol marav areach einbo mishum meila." I just want to go listen to the voices of the Levim, just for my own personal benefit, not for any spiritual high, right? I want to smell the ketores because I want to get high, but not in that way, right? Not in the good way, right? So is that kol marav? So the Gemara says, "Einbo mishum meila." There's no full iser da'araisa regarding that because that's intangible. So maybe here, also, if I dyed the animal, that's not like doing a maisa. That's not like digging in the ground. So maybe that's an intangible, and maybe it is not usher. So that leads us into questions about dyeing for Arla. Let's just continue for a second, and then we'll get back to Avodah Zarah. Says the Gemara, next. Mochin shetzva'o. If you have rags, you have little rags that you dyed with Arla dye, Sricha, that's Sarech Iyun. What's Sarech Iyun about it? The case is, the Mefarshim explain, Rav Chaim Kadevsky explains this, you have little rags that you could put into a pillow. You're going to put into a pillow. So you're not even going to see the color of those little rags. You're going to stuff a pillow with colored rags from Arla, so you're just going to use it to lie on. But the color is not going to help you at all. So is that going to be Nasar Mishum Arla? You're not getting benefit from the visual. So Tzricha, so is that going to be Asar? See the Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Dil Mashani Mochin to Loahani Buatzviya. You didn't accomplish anything with Hana. You don't need it. So you used it in a way that could give a person Hana, but it's not. It's tiny little rags that you're stuffing into the pillow. And, just add in before the next words of the Gemara, and in Tim Salomar, let's say that's Mutter. Let's say that's Mutter, because you're not going to get any benefit from it. What happens if Beged Gadol Shetzvavo Manas Lechodcho? You have a big beged, you have a whole shirt that you dyed, but you had in mind that you're going to cut it into little rags and put it into the pillow. Is that worse? Because it was a big beged that could have been used in the normal way, not being stuffed into a pillow. Right? Is that worse? The Gemara clearly assumes that if you originally had in mind to use it as a shirt and then change your mind, then for sure it's going to be Nasar and nothing's going to change. But here, you dyed a big blanket in order to cut it in, but you have in mind, why would you dye it? I don't know. But you dyed it, and your plan is to cut it into tiny little pieces and stuff it into a pillow and never see the color. So is that going to be, is that Nasar? You're not getting any Hana from it. So Beged Gadol Shetzvah Manas Lechodcho. So is that going to be Nasar? And the Gemara says, Ma'at Avilah. How do you consider it? Kimuskar o kimuchlat. A classic line that we need the Mefarshim here. What is the Gemara talking about? Do you consider this like a beged that was musgar or mukhlat? Remember from tsara'as laws. There are three things that could get tsara'as. Me, my clothing, or my house. So if my clothing, there are all the different rules about how my clothing, I see a tsara'as spot on my beged, so we have to wash it, and we have to look at it after a week, and to see if it got smaller, see if it grew, and if it comes off, and then you put it away another week, and then you decide all the different details which we're not getting into right now. But the halacha is, there's a difference in halacha between a beged that was just muskar, that was put away because we're going to figure out whether, it's tummy to a certain level, we're going to figure out though, if it it's going to become a mukhlat for sure, or mukhlat. Mukhlat means it's vada, has saras. So there's a difference between muskar and mukhlat. And that difference is somewhat of a model, is somewhat of a model for our case. Im tavdine kumuskar, if you say that our, remember, beged, a big beged that was dyed with arla dye, which you plan to cut up. So if you treat it like a muskar mutter, if you treat it like muskar, then it's going to be mutter. Why? Rav Chaim Kanievsky explains, if you have a beged muskar, you know this from Negayim, and then you cut it into tiny pieces, it loses its status of a beged. It's nisbatel mitores beged, and it's tohar, and it's paka yisuro. That by a muzgar, by a mukhlat, by a beged mukhlat, doesn't matter if you cut it up, it's still usur, it's still tsaras. So, our case, exactly. Our case where you have a big beged that you always plan to cut into tiny little pieces and put it into the pillow. But you dyed it with arla dye. So, when you cut it into tiny pieces, does it lose its status of Isser Arla? So, that's, if it's like a muskar, yes. If it's like a mukhlat, no. So, the Gemara just gives a mashal of a totally different area of halacha to parallel. So, Imtav Dineka Muskar Mutter, if you compare it to a muskar, then it's going to be mutter after you chop it up. Vimtav Dineka Mukhlat Asser. And if you compare it to a mukhlat, it is going to be Asser. Atzaras Begadim itself is interesting that if you look in the Rambam counts Tsara'as, three different mitzvahs. Three different mitzvahs. The Rambam has Tsara'as. Mitzvah Kuf Aleph is the law of Tsara'as on the body. Mitzvah Kuf Beis is Tsara'as on a beged. And Mitzvah Kuf Gimel is Tsara'as on a house. Three different mitzvahs. And the Mefarshim wonder that the Rambam himself writes in the Shrashim, you never count Chelkei HaMitzvah as a separate mitzvah. Right, you don't count all the parts of a chalitza as separate mitzvahs. The taking off of the shoe, and the, spitting. It's all one mitzvah. Parts of a mitzvah. So you don't count all the different averas of carbon chatas as separate mitzvahs. Chatas is one mitzvah. And there are many different times you have to bring carbon chatas. So ask the Mefarshim, saras is saras. Right? What do you mean that there's going to be tzaras habayi, tzaras habayi? It's all tzaras, whether it goes on you, your beged, or your house. Why does the Rambam count three? Why does the Rambam count three? So they quote B'Shem Reb Chaim. If you look at the mitzvahs hamelech, on these mitzvahs, he quotes, based on this Reb Chaim, that really, because the three tumas of tzaras on guf, beged, and bayis are three different worlds. It's not just like a karmen chatas, where you do 36 averis, and any of those might be chayav chatas, but it's the same chatas, it's just the chiyav of an avera. No, these are totally different, right? Totally different laws. He quotes Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim asks, how could you build a mikvah in a house in Eretz Yisrael? Isn't a house in Eretz Yisrael able to be mekabel tumah? And you can't build a mikveh out of something that can be mekabel tumah. Nige batim. That was his kasha. So Reb Chaim explained, a house in Eretz Yisrael cannot be mekabel tumah. Mekabel tumah. A house that has a tzaras spot is now a source. It's a bias hamenuga. It is a source of tumah. It wasn't mekabel tumah from anyone. Right? We discussed this, you remember, the mashal, he doesn't quote it here, but remember we discussed mishkav azav. If a zav sits on something, that's one of the exceptions to the rule, that is, if a zav sits on a couch, the zav is an avatumah, and the couch is an avatumah. It's like, whoa, what an exception to the rule. Usually tumah goes down, an av to a rishon, a rishon to a sheni. How could it go across? So Rav Soloveitchik explained, no. Because when a zav sits on a couch, it's not like the zav is being metame the couch, that there's a metame and a nitma. The zav sits on a couch. The couch is now called a couch of a zav. A couch of a zav is on the list of the things of the Torah that are avos, that's an avatumah. Just like you have a dead rodent is an avatumah. Just like you have a nida, which is an avatumah. So a couch of a zav. But it didn't become tame. All the zav did was magdir it. Once it is this reality, memela it's a source of tuma. So too by Abayas HaMenuga, Reb Chaim explains. It didn't get tummy from the tzaras. But once you have this reality, the problem by mikveh is only if something is mekabel tuma. You can't build it, a mikveh out of it. This isn't mekabel tuma. It could be tame, but that's not a rule breaker. That's bias. Then he goes into beged as a different din. So, and a person gets tame. So it's, he goes through that every one of these is a separate world of bias, beged, and guf. Therefore, the Rambam counts it as three. Interesting that Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Ayin Aleph, in the Bavli, where the Gemara says, at least according to one opinion, there were three things that never happened. Lo hayav lo nivra. And why are they in the Torah? Drosh v'kabel schar. Ir ani dachas, ben sora remora, and bayis hamenuga. So it's interesting. According to that Tana, beged hamenuga happened? It was just that bayis hamenuga didn't happen? That's so outrageous. But beged hamenuga, that's okay. Unless he's including the beged hamenuga there, but doesn't sound that way. Okay, we continue. I guess we'll have to get back to Avodah Zarah at some point. Says the Gemara, this unbelievable comparison now the Gemara has. Tzvah v'chazer v'tzvah v'higdiyah. What if you dyed a beged with arla dye, and then you dyed it again, and it got ruined? And it got ruined because you put in too much dye. Too much dye. So, it depends. Nomar, imayetzricha l'tzviyah harishona. If the first step, you dyed it and it was perfect. It was perfect. Perfectly colored. And now the second dye ruined it, but it was already Nasar. It was already a beggar that was Nasar Misham Arla, so it's Asar. The Imlav, but if the first one didn't do its job, the first dye didn't do its job, didn't fully dye it, and by the time you put in the second one, it ruined it, then Mutter. Then there was never a time that it became Asar. But now look. Tzvao beklife ego shel chulin. We're going to change the gears up. You dyed with a little dye of a nut of chulin. V'chazer v'tzvao beklife ego shel Arla? Question mark. What's going on? I just have to add in. You dyed three parts of a blanket, let's say. Three sections of a blanket. You dyed all three sections. One you dyed with Arla egos. One you dyed with Chulin egos. One you dyed with Chulin Rimon. So one third of this baghead you did with Arla. But let's say walnut dye, one third of the baghead. Another third you did with a walnut mutter. And the other part you did with pomegranate mutter. So the question is, and you forgot, you don't know which part of the beged is the arla part. So the question is, could you be mevatel? You know for sure that the rimon dye is not included. That's not part of the iser. So are you allowed to combine the rimon and the ego's dye to be mevatel the arla dye, the one third? So the Gemara says, Actually, I jumped the gun. I apologize. That's the next case of the Gemara. Tzvo, first this, oh, but klifei egos shel chulin. First you dyed it with chulin, right? And therefore it's fully dyed and it's perfect. The chaz of tzvo, but klifei egos shel arla. And then you put in arla. So what do you say? The arla ruined it. So manda amar no sintam lavgam mutter of hacha mutter. Manda amar no sintam lavgam aser of hacha aser. No sintam lavgam. That's an issue of bikashrus, about taste. We're using that by color also. If you say no sintam of gam is mutter, so then if you put in arla dye and ruined it, it's mutter. And if you put in, and if you hold it's aser, then it's aser. Amazing application of this. It doesn't only apply to tastes, but also applies to vision and colors and appearance. If the arla only ruined it, didn't give any positive dye, so then it is mutter. And now we have the case that I jumped the gun. Tzva b'klifi ego shel arla. V'chazev tzva b'klifi rimon shel chulin. Three parts of the blanket, three parts of the sheet. One of it is colored with klif, the dye of an egos of arla, one of the egos of chulin, and one of the rimon of chulin. And what is the safek? What's the question here? As Rav Chaim Kanievsky explains, you know for sure that the rimon is not part of the mixture. So a third. So maybe you should say this is not the batel. This is not there's too much arla in here. Or could you use both chulins, even though one of the chulins is not really related, not really in the mixture? So the Gemara says, Ye bakada. Well, maybe you should compare it to what we had back in Trumas. Igule tvela hagdolim alina saktanim, aktanim alinam sakdolim. Remember we had back where you got mixed up some small and big truma figs. A small truma fig fell into a big pile with small and big ones. So you know it's not one of the big ones. But it said in that brisa, you're allowed to use the big ones to be mevatel the small one. Right? Because it's mostly, it's a derabanan anyway, because the rice is belt of a rove. So here too, just like over there, you can use big ones, even though they're not really part of the question of Isser. Here too, you could use the dye of the pomegranate, even though it's not really part of the mixture. It is still allowed. And it's so, lekula, refuna amar, keni mastisa, hagdola malam es haktana b'mishkal, vaktana malam es hagdola b'minyan. And it doesn't matter whether adding it up, you could use bittel by weight or by number, whichever works out good for you. Whichever works out good for you to be mevatel, by the big ones and the small ones, it's going to work out. So too here, you could be mekel and be mevatel the arla. There's more here, but we'll have to stop. As Hashem, we'll continue next time. As we continue here in the third and final perek of Maseches Arla.